Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we have the second part of our sermon series on patience. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you probably already know. Being patient is hard. It is not easy. Let me share with you the first two steps to becoming a more patient person. Step one, realize that you are not a patient person. And that's because no one is. Patience does not come naturally to human beings. Why? Because we all have a sinful nature. It's part of who we are. No one taught us how to be angry. No one taught us how to throw a temper tantrum. There is no course for infants or toddlers called Temper Tantrums 101, because it all can come so easy for all of us. It comes naturally to us, and we spend a lifetime fighting against it. So step one, realize you're not a patient person. Step two, realize how incredibly patient God has been with you. Last week we talked about the patience of God, Exodus chapter 34, verse 6. The Lord, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. God is patient. He is slow to anger. God has been patient with each one of us, even though we are sinners and have done all sorts of bad things. We have done all sorts of sinful, selfish things. We have sinned against God in our thoughts, words, and deeds. God has been patient with us, and since God is patient with us, that is our motivation and inspiration to be patient with others. Now, we can learn about patience by reading the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom. It teaches us how to live life wisely, according to the word of God. Today, I want to share with you what the book of Proverbs teaches us about patience. Four proverbs that teach us the power of patience. Number one, patience is powerful. Proverbs 16:32. Better a patient man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper, than one who takes a city. Now that's quite a statement. Proverbs is telling us here that it's better to be a patient person than a mighty warrior. Now, warriors were high-value people in those days. Outside of royalty, no one was admired, no one was more popular than a great warrior. If someone was a great warrior, they were admired and looked up to the same way we look up to rock stars and movie stars today. They were the best of the best. They were heroes. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32, tells us that the real heroes of this world, the ones who deserve the medals, the awards, and all the applause, are patient people. Imagine if every year Hollywood got together, not to give awards for acting, but honor the people in their industry that displayed the greatest amount of patience. I wouldn't hold your breath. That's not happening anytime soon. Because the world does not value patience. In fact, the world actively discourages it. We live in a world in which impatience is encouraged, where anger is rampant, and where the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Everyone is busy sharing their complaints and sharing their opinions. The world doesn't value patience, but God does. And ultimately, God's opinion is the only one that really matters. God calls patient people heroes. And he says when you are patient, especially in a situation where it would be easy to lose your temper, then you have won a great victory, a great spiritual victory against our enemies, Satan, the world, and our sinful nature. Other people may not see this victory. You may not even notice it yourself, but God does. And God never forgets any time we, by the power of the Holy Spirit, overcome temptation. So patience is powerful. But in what way? Well, you know, patience is extremely practical. It helps in almost every situation. In the other three Proverbs we're going to look at today, we see three blessings that patience can bring to a situation. Number two, patience brings understanding. Proverbs 14, verse 29, a patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly. Through patience, people can truly understand other people. A person who loses their temper, who gets easily angered, is never able to really understand what's really going on with people. Proverbs 18, verse 2 says, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. You know, that's funny. Back in those days, people would be quick to express their opinions without taking the time to really understand the person or the situation. Yeah, of course we do the same thing today, don't we? We have an entire internet full of people expressing opinions without even trying to understand what other people are saying. Why does patience bring understanding? Because patience leads to listening. And the only way we can understand another person is by listening. The New Testament version of Proverbs 14:29 is James 1:19. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. That's an incredibly practical verse. Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. Patience leads to listening. Listening leads to understanding. Of course, listening to people is important, but the most important person we can listen to is God himself. When we read the Bible, we're not just reading a book, we're listening to a voice. We are listening to what God says to us. And that truly increases our understanding. Psalm 119, verse 130 says, "The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple." By listening to God's word, we truly become wise and understanding people. Patience leads to listening. Listening leads to understanding. God's word is able to make us wise for salvation. All scripture is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. If you want to be a person of wisdom and understanding, practice patience in your life. Patience leads to listening. Listening leads to understanding. Number three, patience brings peace. A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel. Proverbs 15, verse 18. So I have a question for you. Do you know why doctors are so calm all the time? Because they have a lot of patience. Get it? Patience and patience, they sound the same. You know, I love this picture of the matches. It's a bunch of matches all in a row together with one of the matches at the end being ready to be lit on fire. And I love that because it's perfect for this verse. A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension. A patient man calms a quarrel. You know exactly what happens next. When one of those matches starts on fire, they will all start on fire. There will be a conflagration. Fire is going to spread and the fire is going to burn things and possibly hurt people. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire. And don't play with anger. A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but he starts a fire everywhere he goes. And that means a hot-tempered man is going to be lonely because no one wants to be around a person like that. He or she is too dangerous to be around. A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel. In that picture with the matches, the patient person is off camera there with a squirt gun, or maybe a fire extinguisher, ready to douse the flames. The patient person, they bring the water. They bring the calm. They bring the peace of the Lord, the peace that passes all understanding. Patience and peace definitely go together, right? They're both fruits of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, right? Patience brings calm and peace to a situation, and peace is part of that abundant life that Jesus wants us to have, that he talks about in John chapter 10, that he talks to his disciples about that night on Monday, Thursday in the upper room, John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Jesus, of course, commanded us, or I should say in the Beatitude says, Matthew 5, verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. I realize people are sinners and people can be hurtful. Sometimes it seems like anger is the answer. But don't be the person who starts the argument. Be the person who ends the argument. Be the patient person, the hero, the spiritual warrior who wins the spiritual victory through calm, peace, and patience. Be the peacemaker, because that is what the Lord has called us to be. Number four, patience brings forgiveness. Man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. Proverbs 19, verse 11. Patience is powerful. Patience brings understanding. Patience brings peace. And finally, patience brings forgiveness. Man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. What a great verse. Now, here's something you need to understand. 100% of the people you are going to encounter this week, every single one of them is a sinner. That includes me, your pastor. That includes your family. That includes everybody else. Which means all of those people, including me, are going to sin against you. And what are you going to do when your pastor or your friend or your coworker or your family member sins against you? Not if, but when they sin against you. Well, one option is to do what some people do naturally, right? It's to repay them. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. You can repay them evil for evil. Now, if you do that, you will start a fire and your relationships will go up in flames, every single one of them. You will have no relationships, no friends, no family, no anyone. But there is another option. It's the Proverbs 19:11 option, the forgiveness option. When somebody offends you, when somebody hurts your feelings, or they embarrass you, or makes you feel bad, just forgive them. Don't make a big deal out of it. Don't even talk to them about it. Just overlook the offense. Or in the words of Elsa, just let it go. I love how Proverbs 19 puts it. It is to a man's glory to overlook an offense. It's an amazing statement. How is that glorious? No one even knows you did it. No one's even going to thank you for it. Even the person you forgive doesn't know that you've forgiven them if you've just overlooked their offense. They didn't even know they needed to be forgiven. Now, the world does not see overlooking an offense as glorious, but God does. God sees it. God never forgets any time you choose to forgive an offense when you choose the forgiveness option or the Elsa option. That is another great victory against Satan for the kingdom of God. You see, patience brings forgiveness, and forgiveness ultimately brings victory in the kingdom of God, because that is how Jesus Christ, how he won the victory for us. Jesus Christ is not only the Prince of Peace, he is the Prince of Patience. And through his patience and forgiveness, he has won the victory over sin and death and even over hell itself. Through his death, he paid the price for sin and now graciously overlooks and forgives all of our sins. Hebrews 12 verse 2 says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him patiently endured the cross, despising its shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Since Christ has forgiven us, we now have the privilege of forgiving others. And since Christ has been patient with us, we now have the privilege to be patient with others. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.